Okay.
It's enclosed in a shell, a pastry shell around the outside. It's got the goo in the center.
Yeah.
The good stuff.
Okay. Have you heard of a Bismarck as a name for a donut?
Yes, I have, but I don't have any idea what... Is it a name for a donut? Is that what they're called?
We have it for a jelly-filled donut. Have you ever heard it being used for that?
I've heard the name, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay. And what about a donut that's twisted that has sugar sprinkled on it?
A donut twist.
You heard of a cruller?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever bought any donut holes?
No. Have you?
Yes. Of course, that's the center part out of the donut. They're much cheaper than the donuts are, and they're just as good.
That's right. Okay, if you were washing the dishes, you might remove your...
My rings.
Okay. Do you have any special names for a very large, pretentious ring?
Pagoda rings. Pagoda.
Can you describe them?
Well, it's sort of shaped like a pagoda, and they originated in the Orient, and it's a ring that... is rather dome-shaped with a small stone or something right at the top of it. Or a dinner ring.
Okay. What would you call pants that come right above the knee?
Bermuda shorts.
Okay, now, is that for men and women?
I didn't know anybody wore those anymore.
Well, if they used to, what would you call them?
Pedal pushers? Pedal pushers, I can't remember. As a kid, I think they came about to the knee. Bermuda shorts, I think, come to here. And then short shorts, it's at the thigh. Mm-hmm. The Bermuda shorts are at the thigh. The pedal pushers are at the knee. And the short shorts are way up just below the buttocks.
Okay. And what would you call clothes that somebody else had owned and worn until you got them?
Used. Leftovers. Hand-me-downs.
Okay, now if you were a child and had an older sister...
I'd have some hand-me-downs.
Okay. If it was a friend who gave you the clothes, would you...
They'd still be hand-me-downs. Leftovers. Somebody else's junk that they want to get rid of and don't have enough guts to throw it away.
Okay. Do you have a name for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Smart. No, I don't have any special name for them.
Okay.
Sophisticated.
Okay. How would you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
I put them in one of those plastic bags with a zipper in it.
Okay. Do you call that bag anything? Okay. Is there a different name for the lightweight variety that you'd get at the cleaners? You know, the real thin kind they put on it?
Yeah, there's a little big difference.
Is there a different name that you...
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is there a name for the kind that you would carry on an airplane that holds clothes? You know, a bag?
Yeah, I'm sure there. You got to distinguish between the three, but I don't know the names other than a travel bag.
Okay.
Or a suit bag. Well, that would be fine, Catherine, but those pants... Now, wait a minute. You can't wear those pants.
Okay. What do you wear on your feet?
Shoes.
Okay. Can you tell me about some different styles?
Stacks, slippers, loafers, dress shoes. Mm-hmm. And dress shoes are just a little bit more formal than casual.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis shoes. The blacks call them tennis.
Just tennis?
Tennis. Just tennis.
Okay.
Sandals.
Mm-hmm.
Flip-flops. those are the things that go between your toes, you know, like the oriental shoes.
Uh-huh.